Good morning. This is Akashwani. I'm Shagun Chopra with the world news. The headlines. UAE decides to leave OPEC, giving major blow to the oil producers group. Israeli forces blow up a massive Hezbollah terror tunnel in southern Lebanon. Foreign Affairs and Human Mobility Minister of Ecuador, Gabriela Sommerfeld, to be on a three-day visit to India beginning today. Baloch Women Forum seeks urgent intervention of United Nations and leading global human rights organizations over enforced disappearances of Baloch women in Pakistan. And in IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals beat Punjab Kings by 6 wickets in New Chandigarh. The United Arab Emirates has decided to leave the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries, or OPEC, beginning May 1. The UAE's decision comes as a blow to oil producers group as an unprecedented energy crisis caused by the Iran war exposes discord among Gulf nations. The exit of the UAE, one of the group's biggest producers, weakens OPEC's control over global oil supplies and widens a rift between the UAE and its neighbor Saudi Arabia. It could also free the UAE to increase output once exports via the Gulf resume, as it would no longer be governed by OPEC quotas. Our West Asia correspondent has filed this report.
After nearly six decades, the United Arab Emirates has stepped away from the OPEC, marking the end of one of the most significant partnerships in global energy. Abu Dhabi joined the oil producers group in 1967, even before the UAE was formed, and went on to become one of the most influential members, ranking as the third largest producer after Saudi Arabia and Iraq. Recent disruptions linked to Iran and instability around the Strait of Hormuz have affected oil flows, adding pressure on the UAE's export capacity. At the same time, long-standing differences over production quotas and countries' ambition to raise output to 5 million barrels a day by 2027 have sharpened the need for greater flexibility. For OPEC, the exit is a major setback. Losing a key member during a period of geopolitical strain and market volatility raises questions about group's cohesion. For the United States, which has often criticized OPEC's influence on prices, the move could be seen as a strategic gain. And for global oil markets, already facing uncertainty, this signals a new and potentially unpredictable phase. This is Vinod Kumar for World News from Dubai.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu announced that they blew up a massive Hezbollah terror tunnel yesterday. Mr. Netanyahu said on a social media post that Israel Defense Forces, or IDF, destroying their terror infrastructure, killing dozens of their terrorists, adding that there is more to come. The IDF announced that they have destroyed Hezbollah tunnels built over nearly a decade. The Israel Defense Forces stated that as part of Division 36's operations in Kantara, southern Lebanon, it discovered the most significant underground route found so far in Lebanon. The tunnel is about 2 kilometers long and reaches depths of up to 25 meters below ground. It also stated that the tunnel was built with Iranian funding, and on Tuesday, it was destroyed with the help of 450 tons of explosives. Mr. Netanyahu has ordered the Israel Defense Forces to vigorously attack Hezbollah targets in Lebanon on Sunday. Foreign Affairs and Human Mobility Minister of Ecuador, Gabriela Sommerfeld, will be on a three-day visit to India beginning today. Ms. Sommerfeld will meet External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar, Health and Family Welfare Minister J.P. Nadda, Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal, and Minister of State for External Affairs Pavitra Margarita. This is Akashwani. You're listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Baloch Women Forum has appealed to the United Nations and leading global human rights organizations seeking urgent intervention over alleged enforced disappearances of Baloch women from the region. More from our correspondent.
In an open letter addressed to bodies including the UN Human Rights Council, Office of the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Amnesty International and Human Rights Watch, the forum described the situation as a growing human rights emergency. The organization cited cases in which Khadija Baloch, a nursing student in Quetta, Haseena Noor Baksh from Karachi and Gur Banuk Taj from Kutch were allegedly abducted from their homes or hostels by unidentified operatives. Families have not received any any information about their whereabouts. The forum alleged that such incidents reflect a broader pattern of repression targeting Baloch women, including students and homemakers, without due legal process. It has called for independent investigations and accountability. Subhadra Ramachandran for World News.
U.S. Senate Republicans rejected legislation from Democrats that would have required President Donald Trump to end the U.S. energy blockade on Cuba unless he receives approval from Congress. The vote on the War Powers Resolution showed how Republicans continue to stand behind Trump as he acts unilaterally to exert American force in a range of global conflicts, including Venezuela, Iran, and Cuba. Democrats have repeatedly forced votes on legislation to put a check on the president's ability to deploy military force in those conflicts, but none have succeeded. The vote was the first pertaining to Cuba and would have forced the president to get approval from Congress before launching any attacks on the island nation. A U.S. federal grand jury has indicted former FBI Director James Comey on charges of threatening to harm U.S. President Donald Trump. The two-count indictment, returned in the Eastern District of North Carolina, alleges that Comey knowingly and willfully made a threat to take the life of and inflict bodily harm upon the president on May 15, 2025. It also charges him with transmitting a threat in interstate commerce. Comey is charged under federal statutes that criminalize threats against the president and the interstate transmission of threats. If convicted, he faces a maximum penalty of 10 years in prison. Acting Attorney General Todd Blanche said the indictment followed months of investigation. FBI Director Kash Patel said investigators handled the case using standard procedures. British King Charles III called for a renewed United States-United Kingdom partnership, warning that global instability and conflict require deeper cooperation between the two allies. Addressing a joint meeting of Congress, Charles said the two nations face great uncertainty in terms of conflict from Europe to the Middle East, with consequences felt across both societies. He also referred to a recent violent incident near the capital, saying such acts of violence will never succeed, and reaffirmed a shared commitment to uphold democracy and protect all our people from harm. Charles described the US-UK relationship as rooted in shared democratic traditions, even as it emerged from early disagreements. On defence, Charles said Britain is undertaking the biggest sustained increase in defence spending since the Cold War, citing evolving security threats. He pointed to deep military and intelligence cooperation between the two countries. Mexican Security Secretary Omar Garcia Harfuz said that more than 1,30,000 troops have been deployed across the country to prevent coordinated attacks by cartels in retaliation for the arrest of a leader and his top financial strategist. On Monday, Mexican forces dealt a blow to the Jalisco New Generation cartel by arresting Odias Flor Silva, also known as El Yardenero, and Cesar Alejandro N., alias El Guero Conta, who was identified as his main financial strategist. On to sports now. In IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals defeated Punjab Kings by 6 wickets in New Chandigarh last night, chasing a target of 223 runs set by Punjab Kings. Rajasthan Royals scored 228 for 4 in 19.2 overs. For Rajasthan Royals, Donovan Ferreira was the highest scorer with an unbeaten 52 runs. Yashasvi Jaiswal made 51 runs, while Vaibhav Suryavanshi scored 43 runs off 16 balls. For Punjab Kings, Yuzvendra Chahal took 3 wickets. Today, Mumbai Indians will take on Sunrisers Hyderabad at Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. UAE decides to leave OPEC, giving major blow to the oil producers group. Israeli forces blow up a massive Hezbollah terror tunnel in southern Lebanon. Foreign Affairs and Human Mobility Minister of Ecuador, Gabriela Sommerfeld, to be on a 3-day visit to India beginning today. Baloch Women Forum seeks urgent intervention of United Nations and leading global human rights organizations over enforced disappearances of Baloch women in Pakistan. And in IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals beat Punjab Kings by 6 wickets in New Chandigarh. And that is the end of this news bulletin.